Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck. Or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hey, it's Cole Swindell. After I give everything I've got to land a perfect vocal, I usually take five before jumping into the next track. And I've learned exactly how to recharge in that time. Some folks grab coffee. I hit a quick good luck spin. Next thing you know, the break is just as fun as laying down the track. A better break makes for a better take. Need a break? Less chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNC supply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
This Valentine's Day, create a space that feels warm and welcoming with help from Menards. Whether it's a small refresh or a big project, Menards has the tools and materials you need. Build something together and make your home a place you both love coming back to. Don't forget the sweets for your sweetheart. Get a 6-ounce bag of Russell Stover chocolate candies for $3.99 now through February 14th. Save big money and finish your projects together at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
What's up, everybody? Ryan Sickler here, and I just wanted to let you know that tickets to my fall dates of the Live and Alive tour are on sale now. Go to ryansickler.com, get your tickets to all shows. I'm coming to Austin, Dallas, La Jolla, Salt Lake City, Denver, Chicago, Detroit, Minneapolis, Madison, Portland, Fort Lauderdale, Tampa, and Tempe. Tickets for all shows are available right now on my website at ryansickler.com.
Hey, baby, we're going to be here all day. We're going to be here all day, baby. I like this kind of party.
Welcome back to the Way Back, everybody. We're here again. I'm Ryan Sickler, ryansickler.com, Ryan Sickler on all your social media. Come out, see me on tour. All tickets are available at ryansickler.com. Very excited to have this guest on today, ladies and gentlemen. Please welcome Jared Freed. Welcome to the Way Back, young
Thank
man.
Thank you for having me. I love this setup. This is all great.
Did you have, wait, real quick, plug
sure.
everything right away, please.
Jared Freed on Instagram. 37 and single. It's on Netflix. Go watch, enjoy, share, all that good stuff. But
did you have a station wagon? You're 36.
No.
You're younger.
We had what was the
what was
white
your family car?
Space car that had
the Caprice
back,
Classic.
No, you know the back that like would fold in. There was a back seat that would fold out into a seat. The trunk folded into a back seat. And it was like,
and it didn't have the seat facing out the back. It just had it fold up and it faced forward.
So there was like the front seat, the back seat, and then the right. trunk would fold up and you could look out the back
That's
window.
What the seat is.
Right. So we're looking out the back. Yeah, so
and this was is a dashboard going that way. So we're appropriately facing. We're so in the way back. Okay. That's so the way back,
the
of, the
way
car,
back
bro.
Of the car.
That's what we're in right now.
I get okay.
You got
I
it? Didn't get it until now.
No, there yeah, go. Right hold there, on. No, that,
Buick Roadmaster.
Buick
State?
Roadmaster. With I a think Corvette that's, engine, it says, dude.
Oh, shit. The thing I remember my family having most was my mom, my dad had the Lexus Jeep. Lexus it was the first Jeep? Lexus SUV.
Okay.
And he drove that. He never leased a car, only bought. And he didn't care.
Rock him till the wheels fall off, literally.
Till game over. And we used to make fun of him when he would turn it on. You hear, ga-ga-ga-ga-ga-ga-ga-ga-ga-ga-ga-ga-ga-ga-ga-ga-ga-ga. Like, it was like, it really had that noise of a, and it went from like Lexus fine car to very quickly not fine at all. And my mom had a BMW convertible that was light blue. It was like a blue no one had. And it looked ridiculous because you're in Massachusetts.
In the snow, sliding
around, and she didn't give a shit. So she went from like that station wagon to a BMW convertible, and it was just such like a look. Like it was just, it was this light blue that like you just knew it was her coming down the street.
Yeah,
you know. So those were the cars I remember like as far as like a long time because both of those stuck around.
Yeah, that's where we're sitting in, bro.
Yeah.
So tell me about, I wanted to talk to you about family vacations. You said your family actually took one every year.
We would go away all the time. Where, we always went on vacation.
What
we went,
would you do?
Well, we would go to Florida. We'd go to my great grandmother's apartment in Palm Beach.
Mm-hmm.
That was like a whole thing in itself because it was during my birthday week. My birthday came during the February vacation. So it was always my birthday when we went away. Okay. And we started Florida. And at a certain point, it was like, let's go to Puerto Rico. And we used to go to Puerto Rico every year. And we used to go, and my dad liked to gamble. So he would always gamble. And then we'd go sneak in. I'd have fake IDs. And I'd go gamble. And it was just like probably 13 gambling in Puerto Rico. That was what we did. And the whole, my parents were in on it. Like they were like, yeah, get them in.
Just give me the money.
Yeah, go gamble. Learn how to play blackjack. I've played blackjack since I've been like 13.
For real?
For real.
And that's what you're doing. And how are you flying to Puerto Rico? Or are you doing cruises? What are you doing?
We fly there. We do. And then every now and then we start getting into cruises. We like going on a cruise.
You do like them.
I liked them at the time. Now looking back, I'm like, I don't understand why we liked them. Like, it doesn't feel like my family at all to like get up and go somewhere new. We're always a beach family. We're never a tourism family. We're never going to a museum.
Okay, there you go.
We were never going to go to like, you know, we want to eat, sit on the beach, get tan as fuck. And just talk about everyone else there because it was all Jews too. So it's like you knew everyone kind of in this group that would go away. And it was all the same families. Like everyone just looked the same. Everyone was just Jews that were, you know, the Jews of their area.
Yeah.
You know, like it was all in like New York, Philly, Boston types. And yeah, we just go away all the time. Like, and it was like, you just see these same people. Like,
what cruises are you going on? What was your first
Royal
cruise?
Caribbean.
What was your first one?
I have no. We went on so many that like this sounds like.
Did you have any good ones?
I just remember because
you're a kid. You know, are you loving it or?
I loved it.
You did
because it was like we could just do whatever we want on this boat. There wasn't like you had to like check in. Like it was very easy. What we used to do, I'll never forget. Like, so you meet these families and like. You know, there was the saving chairs on the beach, on the deck. You know, there's the fights about chairs like my mom arguing with another mom who, you know, that was my towel on the chair. And, you know, you get. And I'll never forget, there was this one family. And they were just like, you know, when you're from outside of Boston, when you're a Boston person, New Yorkers are obnoxious to you. Like you go, they're just like you, but you just talk about New Yorkers like those obnoxious New Yorkers.
Yeah.
That's just like how you refer to New Yorkers. Oh, they're all obnoxious. You know, we you know, that thing of like, everyone, you know, in New York, they call it Target, not Target. Mm-hmm. You know, that was like the rumor, you know, right. Like we always thought of that. So it was always look at those New Yorkers, you know, and there was this family. I remember they were just like New Yorkers. They were fucking assholes. And the last day of the cruise, you have to wake up early to get out. They get you the fuck off that boat. So they're like, I'll never forget it. There was this family that we were like, they stink. And my parents said that they came across, like they came to go wake my brother and I up to like, hey, we got to get off the boat. And they come up to the hallway and this dad that we've been like seeing the whole time, he's slamming on the door of his kid's bedroom, just like going ham, just like doom, 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 doom. And he kept yelling, you want to play? You got to pay.
You got to pay.
Because it was all these kids underage drinking.
Yeah, yeah.
They're like, their first time partying. And then the parents like, we got to fucking go. You got to be up at 6 a.m. to get up. And they just said that he was just, you want to play? You got to pay. And that was just like the memory of just like, and then you're like, have to leave together. And these kids all look hungover and they're trying to leave the boat too.
Children.
So, oh, and shit. There's also, and we go, I'll never forget. We were one time, we were leaving the cruise and it's always leaving because you're tired and they get you the fuck off. And you take the shuttle bus and we get on the shuttle bus and there was this like kid. My mom used to always refer to like these annoying kids as Mr. Peabody.
Okay.
She's from the cartoon.
Yeah, little dog.
Little dog. She'd be like, this is fucking, it was like her way of calling him a fucking nerd.
Okay.
Like she'd be like.
Your mom's got an edge to her a little bit. Huh?
Yeah, she's always laughing at people. And then it makes me laugh at people. Yeah. And then we're just laughing in people's faces.
Mm-hmm.
So she's looking, so there's this little kid who was being like, just like a little nerd. And he kept like, what's this? What's that? He just wouldn't shut the fuck up. My mom goes, look at this Mr. Peabody. She's making fun of him. We're laughing at him. And, you know, we're being mean. And I'll never forget it. My mom used to take everything. She would steal everything from the boat.
Like what? What's she taking?
So these little mini cereals. She was like, I like eating the mini cereals. The like the plain, yeah, little, you know, little tiny that you can make
little,
the bowl out of.
Cheerios.
Right. Yeah. So I guess in her mind, I'm going to bring these home so I can have them for breakfast, the portion control type of thing. So this kid, little Mr. Peabody's on the shuttle. We're all laughing at him. All of a sudden, the shuttle takes a big bounce. My mom's bag flies off the thing. Little cereals go everywhere. And my mom is like, is so embarrassed. Like, oh my God.
Little Fruit Loops.
Right, everywhere. Just boxes strewn about. And my mom, like, we just spent a week on this cruise with all these other families who are recognizable now. Because by the end of the cruise, you go, that's the fucking shithead there. That's the shithead there. We know those pieces of shit. You know, just people you've been burying the whole week behind their back. Like, and, you know, like, and we get this thing.
We're almost out of there.
And we're the cool family. We haven't fucking done shit wrong. Right. We're the fucking perfect family. But you're not, you know. And the cereals go everywhere. I'll never forget this. Mr. Peabody kid goes, who took all the cereals? Why are they from the boat? Who would take the cereals? And my mom is like,
who would take them? He said.
Aren't those from the boat? Who would take Fruit Loops? Cheerios? You took them from the boat? And he's like announcing to the rest of the group. And everyone knows, like, oh, you, this fucking loser family. My mom had to like pick them up in front of everyone. Those are ours.
Want to feel more confident with your finances this year? If you have 60 seconds, I can show you how quick and easy it is to start building healthy money habits that could last you the entire year just by using Rocket Money. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link all your accounts and see your entire spending picture, your subscriptions, your upcoming bills, your due dates, everything. Step three, tap a subscription you don't use and cancel it. Boom! That's money back every single month. Step four, create a financial goal for something you want to save for, whether it be a vacation, a retirement account, or a pet's birthday. We don't judge. Now let the app automatically move small amounts of cash towards your goal. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you saved. Similar to the over 10 million members on the app that have saved up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Use the savings challenge as one step closer to feeling better about your finances today at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. One more time, it's rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
We also, this, I don't know why you're making me remember all these like leaving the boat good stories.
Good.
There was another time we went with another family, and the other family was the, like, they're good family friends of ours, close friends. And it was my parents' friends and their kids. Their kids, three boys, just animals. And it was my brother and I, we're fucking, they're just animals. Fun people. Like the funniest. They're funny. They're fun. Drinking. Having a great time. And I'll never forget it. We're in this bus. We opted out of the shuttle, the bus that they give you, to our own private shuttle.
Okay.
So it was like, and I guess it was a longer ride for whatever reason. Their family of five, our family of four. And the dad was a character, or is a character. Like, he's funny, legit. And I always like trying to make him laugh. Like, you know that person you just want to make, you want them to think you're funny.
Yeah,
you know, you want, so.
For sure.
We're on this bus coming back from the cruise, and it's early again. You're hungover. Like, I'm 17.
Yeah.
You know, you're like, okay, we're all on the bus, and everyone's passed out.
Are they not carding on the boat, or are you just
fake IDing
it?
Okay. And you're in international water, so to speak.
Good point.
You know, so it's all just loose, you know? So we're all, like, on the bus, passed out. Like, everyone's, you know, the parents are hungover, we're hungover, everyone's just dead. I'll never forget it. I decide to fart. Okay?
I decide. Yeah.
And I think it's going to be fucking funny. Like, I think this fart is going to crush. So I, like, rip it. Like, I, like, let it fucking fly. Thinking the whole bus is just going to start dying laughing. A private shuttle. I thought, because it was just us. It's, you know, it's us four and them five. Yeah. Nine people. I thought everyone was going to laugh. Make me their king. I really thought.
Make me their king.
Legit thought this. Legit was like, this fart will take me to the top. Thinking it's like a funny moment. Everyone's sleeping.
Yeah, hungover. Like,
I fucking rip it. Like, I push this fart out. I'm looking for comic fart of the year. The dad of the other family, I guess, was hungover because I've never seen someone so fucking angry in my entire life. I've never misjudged a room because I farted and he goes, "What the fuck was that?" And the noise of it, he immediately got mad. So it didn't even smell yet. Right. And then it started to stink up the bus.
Oh, was it bad?
The windows wouldn't open. There's no windows.
Oh, no.
And now we're just stuck in this fart. And this guy, and my mom and dad are just like sitting there. They don't care. They're like, what's going on? He's like, who the fuck? Are you going to fart in this fucking bus? Are you kidding me? We're all sitting here. And he's yelling at me. And I'm like, I don't know what to say. Like, I was like, I'm sorry. I thought it'd be funny.
I wish you could have ripped another one.
What I would have done.
I'm so nervous.
The anger. We didn't speak. The rest, like, he would look at me.
How long was the ride?
Like, another 30 minutes. Like, 30 minutes just sitting in my car.
Shit.
And especially when someone, like, doesn't think it's funny.
Yeah.
Like, in his mind, this was like, I've never seen
He's got a 30-minute reminder right here under his nose.
Right. I've never seen someone so offended. Like, I guess I'd never done a fart in front of him before. Like, I've never seen him react to a fart. Like, some people, farts are just not a thing. Like, yeah, it was, I'll never forget that.
He could have been like a germaphobe or something like that.
I don't know what
it
was.
But he was upset.
I saw him a couple months ago at a wedding.
Really? Did he say anything?
I always want to bring it up.
Is
I always
he different?
I don't know what. I don't. I just want to know what if he remembers the fart.
Definitely.
You think so? He's like, I remember you piece of shit.
Yeah,
he's like, that's disgusting.
He's yelling at a kid.
Right.
Yeah, he'll remember that. I would. I'd be like, yeah, I remember that.
Right. Because some people, he's like, that's disgusting. Who would do that? Are you serious? Like, you're in public. You're amongst people. You're going to fart. I was like, in my family, it's funny. Yeah. Like, I don't know what to say. Yeah.
Were you like a practical joker?
No,
or I played gags or anything like that.
No, I'm too lazy. Like I just like a ball busting, you know. Mm-hmm. Like I don't know, the practical joke thing to me is like there's a lot of
it's a lot of good. If you want to be good, you got to have a lot of effort. You're
yeah,
right.
You got to put invest right. time and effort. Definitely, my laziness didn't play to that. Yeah, that was. I just remember that fart. He was so fucking mad. I've never seen anger like that. My brother remembered. My brother's like, yeah, I remember. He was fucking pissed.
So good.
Those are the vacation stories. I'm talking about going to the beach with my family right now on stage.
Where do you go?
Well, they live in Boca, so we go to Del Rey.
Okay.
And I'll tell a story.
What's up, everybody? Ryan Sickler here, and I just wanted to let you know that tickets to my fall dates of the Live and Alive tour are on sale now. Go to ryansickler.com, get your tickets to all shows. I'm coming to Austin, Dallas, La Jolla, Salt Lake City, Denver, Chicago, Detroit, Minneapolis, Madison, Portland, Fort Lauderdale, Tampa, and Tempe. Tickets for all shows are available right now on my website at ryansickler.com.
We go to Delray, we go to a beach club. You think you like the beach, and then you have valet at the beach, and you're like, this is fucking amazing. I can't believe
I love convenience. I'm a big fan of convenience. I don't mind paying for convenience.
Right.
Yes.
You're like, I can't believe any fucking garbage person carries a beach chair. I don't know who on this earth would do that to themselves, right? So we're at this beach club during the pandemic. We're in the pool. They have a pool. And there's a bathroom. So if we're sitting in the pool, bathroom right ahead of us.
Okay.
To the right, more seats. This young girl, 12 years old, goes in the bathroom and she comes running out crying. And we're all in the pool. We're just hanging. And she goes to her mom right here. Behind her, this older woman comes out and she's like, Chris! Chris! Chris is the manager of the pool. Now,
why is this lady?
She's so angry. She goes, that girl wasn't wearing a mask!
Oh, no.
Right.
Outside. But and it's Florida, too.
Florida.
Yeah.
Not going to find a lot
of
help. And this is middle of a pandemic, but still, it was over. Florida. Yeah. And we're all in the pool. I got beer in my hand. I'm like, here we go.
we are pumped.
We're like, fuck yes. She's angry. And she goes, that girl wasn't wearing a mask. The girl's mom screams across the pool, that girl just had her first period. Oh. We
weren't expecting that one at all, man.
I mean... We literally, I wish there was a camera on my family. We were like,
yeah, I bet. Like,
just back and forth. We couldn't. And we were like, and this happened a long time ago now, but I was like, this is wild. And then she kept yelling, like, I'm a member. Like, because they have hotel people there too.
Mm-hmm.
So they own a hotel. So there's hotel people, there's member people. She's like, I'm a member. And it became this thing between member and hotel people. We watched this and I just remember the joy of my family. Like, we were just so joyful to witness this together. Like, we have something to talk about.
Yeah.
I think that's like the thing with my family is like, we just like, making fun of these people later.
Yeah, and bonding over that.
Right,
yeah,
and
dumb they were.
So not to reference another podcast, but I had told this story on Bert's show, you know, around the pandemic time. Chris, the manager, comes up to me.
Nah.
Like, months later, and he's like, I heard you talk about it. And I'm like, no fucking way.
How do you feel
way.
About it?
He goes, you nailed it. He's like, he goes, the same... He goes, he was like so, he thought I was the most famous person he's ever met. I think he really thought I was famous.
Hell yeah.
Because I just remember it so vividly. And he was like, no, he was like, it was crazy that day. Like,
it's so good.
Yeah. I'm pretty good at like just staying away from the fray. I pledged a fraternity in college when I was pledging. My thing, and like they make you clean the house.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, what's the job that's going to keep me away from being asked to do anything else? Like, because when you're pledging a fraternity, they'd be like, come in this room, tell us, you know, give us this trivia and do push-ups. That was like the whole thing. So what I would do, I was like, I'll elect to clean the bathrooms because you're at least in a room. You're not in the hallway. And what I used to do is I'd try to look busy. The way I'd look busy is I would always look at a wall and just touch it like this.
Yeah.
You know when you like...
Yeah, I used to walk around with a pencil and a pad of paper or a pen and a pad of paper.
So you know what I'm talking about.
Anywhere I'm going, make it look like I got shit to do. Busy. I can't talk.
Yeah, can't talk. Right. I would go up to a wall and I would look like I was like making sure that it could hold the weight.
Yeah.
Just if you look at a wall like this, people don't bother you at all.
Mm-hmm.
So I used to do that a lot, but then I elected to do the bathrooms. And there was a woman's room in our fraternity, like when we had parties. It was the woman's bathroom. So when I cleaned that, I'd take forever because... It would be like a Monday night. I could just chill in there. I'd get a newspaper. I'd take a huge dump. Yeah. Great. I would really like stretch it out. So there was one night and like, I'm just trying to be not seen. One night I go to the women's room. I get my newspaper. I go in there and I plop down to take a shit. Now the bathroom is attached to the wall.
The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money. But nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
It doesn't have a bottom. You know those bathrooms that are just attached to the back wall?
Yes.
I like take the newspaper, I like billow it out. I go to sit right down the seat. The toilet slams off the wall.
Off the wall.
I go, I'm now sitting like in porcelain.
Shitting.
Oh, no.
Water is now like, I'm going, how am I gotta like report this? They're gonna say, who broke the toilet?
Yeah.
Like, I am like, oh my God.
Like, and it's broke, like, on the floor,
beneath me, it's broken. Off the wall, it's
water's
broken.
Pumping
water
out.
Everywhere.
You're I'm just like, sitting in it.
I'm sitting
with
in
your
it.
Pants down.
And it made the loudest noise you have ever fucking heard. Like, we had a 3-floor house. There's someone on the top floor going, what the fuck was that? Like, it felt like a scene out of Airplane.
Oh, God.
I'm literally like this, just sitting in my own shit, feces, water.
Disgusting.
Porcelain.
Disgusting.
And I had to, like, go to the house manager. Like, there's always a guy who's in charge of house shit. And I go, hey, man. Like, I clean myself up. I stand up, and I go, you're not going to believe this. The toilet is broken. And he goes, what do you mean the toilet's broken? I go, the women's bathroom toilet has broken off the wall. And he goes, well, how did that happen? I go, I was cleaning it. And he's like, you were just touched it and it broke off the wall. And he goes, bring me in there. I bring him in there. He goes, how? He's like, what did you do? Did you take a sledgehammer to this? I was like, no, I like went to use it before I started. And he goes, so just you sitting on it broke it off. And he like couldn't believe it. And I was like, I don't know what to tell you. Like, I don't know. And now, you know, push-ups the rest of my life. You know, like. Just so stupid. My family, we were more go away during Christmas, February thing. Not a, like a summer house, beach. My parents were not like into that. I went to summer camp. You know, like I.
What kind?
All boys sports camp.
Football?
No. Everything but football, to be honest. It was,
oh, it was like you just had a bunch of different
just sports. Gotcha. And it was like, it was Jewish by chance, not by.
Got it.
You know, like it was just happened to be all Jews.
Yeah.
You know, like 98%.
98%. Yeah.
Like, because Jewish families, you send your kids to summer camp. It was like a thing. It's a thing. My dad went there. My uncle.
Yeah,
went
I didn't
there.
Know that is a, it's a sleepover send off thing. Like it's like a rite of, I feel,
you know,
passage.
Weeks at a time? Like,
8 weeks. Went 8 weeks straight? From 8 until 15.
You went 2 months straight, you're gone.
8, 7 weeks, you know, whatever it was.
But still that.
Yeah, the summer.
You how know, far are you away from home, literally?
2 hours.
Okay.
Drive. But like my cousins went there, my brother, myself, my dad, my uncle. You know, it's a very Northeast Jew thing to do. Like I know it happens other places. Like I know my mom went and she's from Michigan. She went to camp. Like I know there's camps out here, but like, yeah, it's a thing that like, you know, I think it's the best networking meeting you could ever go to.
Yeah.
You know, it's a young networking, like all
well,
these
they
people.
Do that Jewish teen tour.
I went on a teen tour.
They come out here and they come to the Hollywood Improv.
Yeah. I was one of those kids.
Okay. And they tell us to be clean. And of course we're not.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so wild because you're doing this show and everyone's being filthy for these kids. And then they bring out ice cream.
Yeah.
Ice cream.
No, when I was 16, like, I went on a teen tour.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah, I went on a teen tour. We went. It was called it was Combo Camp West Coast. It was my
you
first time
out to the West Coast,
dude. I was one of those kids.
No,
I,
did you see a show at the Improv?
I don't remember.
No.
You weren't very good. The ice cream.
Ice cream was delicious.
No, we did it. You're on a bus. That was my like dad's best childhood memory. He hated camp. He loved teen tour. So he was like, you got to do it. You got to do it. And I did it. And you start in like Utah and you do like all the national parks. And it's.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. And it's more. That was the first time I learned about Long Island. Like, I didn't know Long Islanders. I didn't know what that was. Because I went to a camp that a lot of. It was like Westchester kids, New England kids went to Maine, and then the Long Island kids kind of went to Massachusetts for camp. And as far as Jews were concerned, you know, and so I remember going on the scene tour and you meet all these pieces of shit. And I'd be like, what the fuck is wrong with these guys? They're all like women. That was my thing. They all cared about things I didn't, they all knew about fashion. They all knew about, it was just a Long Island thing, you know, like, and my dad even says that too. Like, it just, what, you know, Boston Jews are like, it's, you're not around. There's a smaller community. You get to New York, you're like, I've never been around this many Jewish people.
Is that right?
Yeah. It's just different. Like, you know, New York has everything. It has modern Orthodox, Orthodox, it has Hasidic, you know, like Boston's just smaller. So you don't really. And so, and then you meet Long Island Jews and you're like, these people are crazy. Like, I remember they were all like, they were like me, you know, like they didn't take shit. Like they were just like, they were just a different level of confidence. And I think in Boston, everything's separated too, a little bit more.
Mm-hmm.
Like I lived in a neighborhood that was all Jews inside of Needham. So it was like, everyone knew it as like Hanukkah Heights, you know, like it was like, but then it was just that one neighborhood. So everyone lived near each other. Like, I think when you're like from like five towns Long Island, it's like all Jews. So that's like, you know, it's like when you go to summer camp, like when I went to summer camp, I was a good athlete.
Right.
And then I come home and now I'm not anymore.
Yeah.
You know? Like, I think that's kind of Long Island a little bit.
God.
If you're from certain areas. So I remember going on a teen tour and just being like, where are you from? What? And they were like, Long Island, you don't know. And I was like, no, I didn't know that this was like a type,
right?
You know,
yeah.
And yeah, it was the but teen tour. I loved it. I people reach out that I was on it with.
They do still.
Yeah. I hear from people all the time. They're very. It's a 1 year thing, so it's like it's not summer camp. It's an 8 year.
Oh, is that right? It's not. You're not doing this every year.
No, it's
you get 1 year and it's a one and done.
Sometimes people go on like different ones.
I see though,
but it's not like, you know, like when I went to camp when I was 8, I had the same bunk until I was 15, same guys.
Oh, really?
And like we, you know, we were friends.
Oh, that's
and
cool.
Yeah,
okay.
Which is cool.
So you're not always meeting new people. You get to grow with these other people as well.
Right. New people come into the fray,
right.
But like that was it.
Yeah.
And then I worked there. I was a counselor, head
you
counselor.
Were?
Yeah. And it was some of the best summers. Like it was like the best time. And I made friends with the other counselors. Like, you know, I have kids that were my campers that like come to shows.
I was going
to
say, yeah, do that. Yeah.
That's weird. I had someone sent me a dating profile of a guy who I was his counselor, and it's two truths and a lie. And one of the options is Jared Fried was my summer camp. And the girl sent it to me. She's like, and it was so funny to me. And like, I remember the kid. I'm like, I remember that guy. So I don't know. I always have, I have good thoughts on it. It's always been positive. You know, like, you know, that was really.
I could tell you're a positive dude. I can tell you love life. I can tell you genuinely enjoy it.
Right.
You definitely enjoy your family. Dude, I enjoyed this. Dude, I know this we got to get you out of here. Thank you for doing this.
This has been a great time. I love what you got here. You're the best.
You're the man. You. Plug again everything you'd
Jared
like.
Jared Fried on Instagram, 37 and single, Netflix. Go enjoy. I got a whole part about Jewish women. I'd say they're the best complainers in the world.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Go watch it.
Go watch it.
Go watch it. Come see me on tour. Tickets at RyanSickler.com. And we'll talk to y'all next week.
Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Game night's fun until someone spends 5 minutes lining up one shot. Chalk, breathe, re-chalk, still aiming. While they figure it out, I fire up Chumba Casino. I can spin anywhere, anytime, and there's always a new social casino game every week. Spins happen way faster than that shot. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba. Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's Cole Swindell. And when I spend 200 days a year rolling down the highway, the bus can start to feel smaller than a guitar case. Everyone wonders how I stay chill while the hours crawl by. Truth is, one good luck spent on Chumba, and suddenly the trip feels a whole lot shorter. Finding your space, even when there isn't much to spare. Need some chill? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNCs apply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Did you know you can save up to 70% on the best brands just by shopping at FromRebel.com? We're talking about strollers, car seats, high chairs, espresso machines, cookware, everything you need for way less. Here's how it works. Every single day, Rebel drops thousands of new products on the site for up to 70% off. It is a constant stream of endless deals from top brands like Upa Baby, Nuna, Baby Bjorn, Breville, Nespresso, KitchenAid, Le Creuset, and more. But you have to act fast because every deal is one of a kind. So if you see something you love, make sure you add to cart fast. So stop paying full price when you don't have to. Whether it's baby gear, kitchen upgrades, or a treasure for your home you didn't know you needed. Rebel has it for way less, up to 70% less. Shop FromRebel.com and save big.